Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our series of studies in biblical characters. Today we're going to look at Rebekah, promised bride for the promised son. Rebekah, the promised bride for the promised son. There is no love story in all the Bible any more beautiful or divine than one of Isaac's love for Rebekah and her love for him. There is no story in the Bible that pictures any more beautifully the gospel story than this one. Let us notice today together on the Pastor's Study the beautiful picture of salvation that we find in this story. And we have to turn to Genesis chapter 24 today. We're going to be primarily in Genesis chapter 24. First of all, we want to see that Abraham did not choose a bride for Isaac until Isaac had risen from the place of his death. Remember when Abraham was to offer Isaac as a sacrifice? Though Isaac was old enough to marry when he was offered, yet for some reason he had not chosen a bride. Of course, the reason for this is that God is typifying in Isaac a beautiful picture of Jesus Christ. Hence, Isaac had to go to the place of death and rise from the place of death before he could marry. This pictures the fact that it was only after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that the bride for Jesus was being called out. Second, as soon as Isaac was raised from the place of death, Abraham sent his servant to choose a bride for his son. Look with me, if you would, in Genesis chapter 24, in verses 1 to 3. The scriptures say, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell." This servant of Abraham represents or pictures the Holy Spirit. Upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the age of the Holy Spirit indwelling Christians began. And the Holy Spirit began his duty of seeking a bride for the Son. Just as Abraham, upon the resurrection of his son, set a servant to choose a bride for his son, even so God the Father, after the resurrection of his son, sent a servant, the Holy Spirit, into the world to choose a bride for his son, Jesus Christ. We, as servants of the Master, should seek a bride for his son. Let us be busy, productive soul winners. Amen. The third thing we want to see in our study is the big consuming purpose of this servant was to find a bride for his master's son. Again, returning to Genesis chapter 24, look at verse number 4 with me if you would. And Abraham's instructing his eldest servant, and he says, "But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac." Jesus is our bridegroom, and we are his bride. The big consuming task of the Holy Spirit is to choose a bride for Jesus Christ. All of his other duties are subservient to his job of calling out a bride. Soul winning is the big thing that the Holy Spirit does in this age. All the other things the Holy Spirit does for the Christian are only to help the Christian grow in grace, so he can become fruitful and help call out the bride for the Lord Jesus. The fourth thing we want to see in our study today is the servant had all the authority of his master. Abraham's servant had all the authority of his master. Look in Genesis 24 again, verse number 10. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. Notice in this verse, it says, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. This is true concerning the Holy Spirit, is it not? Just as this servant had all the goods of Abraham, the Holy Spirit is the one who gives power to the Christians for the choosing of a bride. A person who does not have the power of the Holy Spirit cannot be fruitful in God's service. The story before us today, this is one of the most miraculous stories in the Bible. Again, let's return to Genesis chapter 24 together and read down together verses 14 through 19. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shewed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down a pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And here we have the choosing of the bride for Isaac. The choosing of a bride was truly a miraculous thing. God made it this way to remind us that salvation is also a miraculous thing. The greatest miracle in the world is when a person is brought from darkness to light and is transformed completely by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as accomplished through regeneration by the Holy Spirit. We see that Rebekah was willing to feed the camels also. There is certainly a miracle for many reasons. One reason is that it was a long way to draw water. Another reason it was a miracle is that ladies to this day carry the water on their heads. It was not an easy task to feed all the camels. Another reason is a camel can drink more water than any other animal. You see, a camel seems to have an inexhaustible thirst. Now, this was a tremendous thing that Rebekah was offering to do, and it was simply never done by a woman. This makes it a miracle, picturing salvation as a miracle. Amen. Now let's notice together the gifts given to Rebekah by the servant. Let's return to Genesis chapter 24 together. In verse 22 of Genesis 24. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. We see then bracelets for her hands and an earring were the gifts she was given. Now this is very interesting if you think about it. You see, the earring represents the fact that we hear the gospel and are saved thereby. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the scriptures say, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." People hear the gospel to receive it, amen? Then the bracelets for the hands represent the fact that a person receives the gospel, receives salvation by faith. You see, the hands represent the taking of an object. A person must take salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. God offers him a gift, he takes it, and he's saved. Hence, the earring for the ear and the bracelets for the hands were the gifts given to Rebekah. And then we want to see that the servant wanted to lodge in the house of the young lady. Genesis chapter 24 again in verse 23. And said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" Now, notice with me, he wanted to go to her house and talk with her family about her becoming a bride for Isaac. The words used here remind us of the Holy Spirit, God's servant. He too comes to live with us when we are saved. When a person receives Christ by faith after hearing the gospel, the Holy Spirit comes to live with him. This reminds how the Holy Spirit is always with us, where we are and wherever we go. So we need to be always conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Remember, God is always with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Now we want to look at the servant. Notice with me something about the servant. The servant speaks not of himself, but of his master. Again, Genesis 24, this time we want to look at verse 35 together. "And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly." In the context, this is Abraham's servant speaking. "And he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants, and camels and asses." Now, this is very interesting. The servant brags only of the master, speaks only of his master, and never talks about himself. You know what? This is true of the Holy Spirit. The people who receive the Holy Spirit in faith are filled with the Holy Spirit, do not necessarily speak about him. It is he who leads every one of us to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll come back to Genesis chapter 24, but notice what Jesus said in the Gospel of John with me concerning the Holy Spirit when he would come. He was addressing the disciples. And in John chapter 16, the Gospel of John chapter 16, in verses 13 and 14, Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me. Jesus says when the Holy Spirit comes, he's not going to speak of himself. He's going to speak of that which he has heard. And when he comes, he shall glorify me. Jesus said the Holy Spirit, when he has come, will glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and shall shew it unto you. You see, the test of spirit fullness is bringing souls to Jesus, not always talking about the Holy Spirit. And that's you can see that in the charismatic crowd. The emphasis is on the Holy Spirit. Amen. May we speak of Jesus, I pray, to our loved ones and friends. Let us be witnessing of him and telling others how wonderful he is and how he can save them. Amen. Notice also about the servant. The servant urged the young lady to come immediately. Again, look at in Genesis chapter 24. And this time we want to look at verses 55 and 56. And her brother and mother said, "Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that she shall go." And he said unto them, this is a servant of Abraham, "Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master." Now notice that the brother and mother suggested that Rebekah stay for a few days. And this is often the case in salvation, is it not? People want to wait. They'll say, "Not now, I'll do it later," they say. "I'll become a Christian later on," they say. "When I get older, I'll be saved," people answer. This is a picture here. This is pictured here. Amen. By her mother and brother not wanting her to go now and follow the servant. Amen. That's what's pictured here. People delaying being saved, putting it off. The Holy Spirit calls us now. Now is the time to do his will. Now is the time, is it not, to be saved? I think of that great verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 that reminds us. It says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Don't delay. Don't put it off. Amen. See, there is not time to delay. Life is too short. Now notice something about the young lady, about Rebekah. The young lady had to make the decision herself. Genesis 24, verse 57. "And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth." Notice the words, "and inquire at her mouth." The brother could not make the decision for her. The mother could not make the decision for her. Rebekah only could make the decision. And this is so true concerning salvation. Your parents cannot do it for you by having you dedicated as a baby or as confirmed as a child. The priest or the preacher can't make it for you by absolving your sins. Each person must make his or her own decision to receive Christ by faith. Now notice in verse 58 of Genesis 24, the young lady said, "I will go." We read, "And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go." Here we have salvation. The minute Rebekah said sincerely, "I will go," she had made her decision. When a person says, "I will," to Jesus Christ, immediately his faith is counted for righteousness and he has become a child of God. Amen. Now notice also that Rebekah followed the servant until she came to her groom. Let's look at in verse 61 of Genesis 24. "And a Rebekah arose and her damsel, then they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way." Notice the words in this verse, and follow the man. And the servant took Rebekah. It was a season before Rebekah saw Isaac. There were days of travel. The only hope she had for success and happiness on the trip was to follow the servant. The servant again represents the Holy Spirit. He wants to lead us. Until we see Jesus, our bridegroom, we are to follow the Holy Spirit. We can be successful in the Christian life only when we do, amen, follow Him. On that trip, I imagine there were many mountains and valleys. No doubt there were days of sunshine, days of rain, days of calm, and days of storms. But Rebekah kept following the servant. Every Christian will face happy days, sad days, days of victory, days of defeat, days of joy, days of loneliness. But in every case, in every event, if we keep following the Holy Spirit, He will be our sufficiency. Amen. And then we see that the bride and groom finally come together. The bride and groom finally come together. Look with me in verses 63 and 64. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. These verses picture the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in our rapture. Isaac came out to meet Rebekah. Rebekah lifted up her eyes and ran to meet him. And Jesus will come, amen, to meet us someday. We shall rise to meet him. And then shall we be together forever. This is what's pictured in these verses that we just read in Genesis 24 and verses 63 to 64. And notice what Isaac did. Isaac brought her to his own house, and there they lived happily. Notice in Genesis chapter 24 again, and verse 67. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. What this pictures is Jesus preparing for us a home, amen. After he comes again, he will take us to that home, and we, his bride, shall live with him, and he will love us forever, amen. Then notice something about Abraham. Then Abraham takes a wife. Look at it in Genesis chapter 25 and verse number 1. Then again Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Now here's a very interesting thing. Sarah had died before Isaac was married. Now that Isaac and Rebekah are together, Abraham chooses a wife. You see, Sarah represents the Jewish people. Abraham represents God the Father. The Jews had rejected Jesus Christ and were, as it were, turned aside, or even a sense they had died before Jesus turned to the Gentiles. And the Holy Spirit began to choose a bride. Then as soon as the bride was brought to Isaac, Abraham married again. As soon as the Gentile bride is completed and raptured, then and only then will God the Father turn to the Jews and receive them back as his wife. Oh, my friends listening today, what a beautiful picture we have. Abraham represents the father. His wife represents the Jews. Isaac represents Jesus Christ, the Son. And Rebecca represents the bride of Christ in this age. Now look at in Genesis 25 and verse 5. It says, "And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac." You see, my friends, when Jesus receives us, then will the Son receive the full inheritance from the Father. Then shall he be an heir of God, and we shall be heirs of God and joint heirs with him. What a beautiful picture we find here in Genesis chapter 24. We see salvation. We see that the picture of the church in Rebecca. Amen, do we not? We see the Holy Spirit in the picture of Abraham's servant, calling out a bride. Just as a servant went to get a bride, amen, from Abraham, who is pictured as God the Father. Just as God the Father sent out his servant, the Holy Spirit, to call out a bride for his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham, amen, sent out his eldest servant to get a bride, to call out a bride for his son Isaac. May we find strength for our life and hope for the future and salvation for the present. In this story, what a wonderful example of a picture of type, amen, found in Genesis chapter 24. That's going to conclude our study today on Rebekah, the promised bride for the promised son.